The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. So trust the process. You know, as we have talked Michigan men's lacrosse this season, that has been, to me, the overriding theme. As you watch a team going through a gauntlet of a schedule and a gauntlet of a conference, you know, finding its footing. And we saw that it resulted in a victory a couple of weeks back over a ranked Penn State team. And then the following week, there was the loss to Ohio State, which, you know, did it, you know, was it just a fluke? The victory over Penn State, or is the process still one that shows an upward arc for this team? And I think the latter is true. You do see an upward arc because last week or last Sunday, the Wolverines scored the first victory in program history over Johns Hopkins. Joining us to talk about that, talk about the trust in the process that his team has shown and is showing, is Michigan men's lacrosse coach Kevin Conroy. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Everything's better after a win, so I'm feeling pretty good.
And not just any win. You know, Kevin, I mean, look, I know you have more season to prepare for and to coach the team through, but there's something to be said for the first win in program history over one of the best programs in the country in Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get a chance to beat Johns Hopkins University at Homewood Field, it's special. So we're really pleased with the outcome. The guys were really excited. They were emotionally invested. They executed at a high level. You couldn't ask for a better afternoon, weather-wise. So it was a great experience. We're glad we were able to get out of there with a big victory and enjoyed it. And now it's time to keep the process rolling, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, and we got another tough test in front of us, though.
Yeah, let's go through this Hopkins game first, though, Kevin. As you guys won it 13-10, a couple of hat tricks in the game and a tremendous performance between the pipes by your junior goalie, John Kirikoff. 16 saves to help you guys keep Hopkins at bay. Just take us through what you saw in achieving that victory. Like I said, a couple of hat tricks and a great performance in front of the net.
Yeah, you know, I think both Coach Terry and Coach Rogowski came up with some really great game plans to put some guys in some key spots. Offensively, you know, we attacked behind the goal like we wanted to. We got great looks. And then when we needed a big goal, we had some guys step up and really deliver. I mean, the hat tricks from Jake Benami and Josh Tawada. Jake really started the day off with a couple big goals, and Josh just systematically built up his resume like he does on a day in and day out basis. You know, between the pipes, you know, John was the benefit of an opportunity to see some shots he could save, right? And especially early, we played the majority of our defense in zone, which is a little bit uncharacteristic for us. But if you're going to play a lot of zone, you know, you're going to have to make some saves. And John really rose to the occasion there. So really pleased with John and what he was able to do and everybody in front of him with their execution. So it was a good balanced attack, a good balanced execution, and we're really pleased to walk out of there with the W.
Yeah, one of the things that stuck out as we talk about themes in our conversations this year, Kevin, is that so you guys, you go into the half with a 6-5 lead, but we've talked, you know, a few of these weeks about big third quarters for the opposition. So really taking that first half momentum into the second half was going to be key. And you guys came out and got off to a fast start in the third quarter. So what did you see there? What was the key to that?
No, that's just all leadership right there. You know, when the captains, you know, we walked into halftime, we got down into the locker room, and the captain stood up and said, we're going to keep this thing going. And Jackson Zaw, Christian Ford, and Avery Myers, they're the real catalyst to why we were able to turn that around. You know, we certainly did some things with our halftime warm-ups and things like that, but ultimately it's about leadership and they're getting the guys ready. And as soon as we stepped on the field in the first possession, it was a high, it was a well-executed offensive possession, and Jacob Jackson was able to step in and really set a tone with an absolute missile. And when he's shooting the ball well and when our midfield is producing, you know, we're a tough team to stop.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, first win in program. I'm going to keep hitting that hard. First win in program history over Johns Hopkins. Truly one of the best programs in the country. As you know, Kevin, is your alma mater, a team that if you beat them and on a national, in front of a nationally televised, you know, audience, that's tremendous. But as you said, as coaches often do, great win, put it behind you, because you got another big time opponent coming up this week. And it's a team that we started out the season talking about being a national championship contender. They're only the number two team in the country in the Maryland Terrapins, and they're coming to town to face you guys. So tell us about the Terps. Tell us about this matchup with them coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, they're just well balanced. You know, they're certainly strong in the cage. They're really tough defensively. You know, I think they have a really great complementary attack unit. And then on top of that, they have the best player in the country in Jared Bernhardt. So it's a really well balanced group. In my opinion, I do believe, and I believe this from day one, that they are the best team in the country. I know the rankings say two, but haven't played them already. And had an experience being in that locker room and knowing what their coaches put together. I do believe they're the best team in the country, but everybody has a weakness. Everybody's beatable. For us, you know, it's about learning from wins, right? Just going into the film room saying, yes, we won, but we could have done better. And here's how we do better, and practice with that intensity and show up every day this week with that mindset that it's great to win, but we have to improve and continue to improve on a day in and day out basis, because the Maryland Terrapins, they're a great team, right? But at the end of the day, if we can systematically improve on a day in and day out basis, we could hit that level as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Winners of two of their last three, number 17, Penn State, Johns Hopkins, just last weekend, carrying some momentum and some confidence into this matchup with Maryland on Saturday. That game will be on Big Ten Network Plus at 1 o'clock. So be sure to check out the Wolverines. Kevin, as always, good luck this weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. That's Michigan men's lacrosse coach Kevin Connery. Before we get to a break, I want to let you guys know that Michigan's favorite steakhouse, Black Rock Bar and Grill in Ann Arbor, is hiring. They're accepting applications for various positions in both the front and the back of the house, and they're now offering a $600 signing bonus. Again, that's right. You can get a $600 signing bonus. So if you or someone you know is committed to quality people and the total guest dining experience, then you could be a good fit for the Black Rock family. Skip the hassle of working downtown. Black Rock Bar and Grill is just south of 94 on State Street. Parking is ample and free. To apply, go to workforblackrock.com. That's work, the number four, blackrock.com. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will catch up with Steve Clark for the Midweek Peak. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.